excited to talk to you guys. What's going on? It's been a while since I talked to you.
Either
of you. You guys dipped out of the industry and like not
just ignoring you guys now. We don't detailing what don't care about it anymore.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah, we found a niche that we're good at. So
yeah.
No, we'll see. We haven't even started. My side of it doesn't technically start till next week. So
okay,
it's already started-ish, but I gotta train a bunch of guys, and then Dylan's gonna be gone next week at the car wash show. So
sweet.
Yeah,
that should be better.
Which car wash show are you going to?
It's weird. It's something that's invite only. It's called Roadmap.
Oh, okay.
So it's it's interesting. They're only inviting certain level of executives to attend, and then they're only inviting certain vendors to exhibit. And they're trying to kind of cut the riffraff out. So
yeah. No, the only one I mean, obviously the big one, the international car wash show or whatever. They usually do out in Vegas. I don't know if they still do. They still split it between Vegas and
Nashville. It goes Nashville and Vegas. So it was in Nashville this year. It'll be in Vegas in March. Yeah. So it's.
Yeah. I got the opportunity to go to that one once. That was my first trip out to Vegas. That was a trip being out there with millionaire car wash owners that paid for everything. Like, I was like, that's the way to do Vegas. And then they had one, I don't remember what it was called. They had a little one down here in Orlando one time that me and one of the owners
Southeast Car Wash Association something.
Yeah, it was a little one. I think we walked it in like, it was kind of like MTE, like you could like really just walk it in an hour if you wanted to, you know.
There's really only two big ones. You have ICA, the Nashville Vegas Rotator, and then SCWA, which happens in Fort Worth every year, which is probably like a 2.5 to 3 times the size of MTE, and that's like the two big ones. There's really not as much like convention stuff in the car wash industry. It's that doesn't change that fast. So
it's build an arch, put some nozzles on it, run some hoses to it, you're good to go.
Yeah, they'll change materials on their brushes, but they're pretty much the same. They're like, ooh, this is flag tip nylon, or this is made of foam and wires.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember when the neoprene sponges or brushes or whatever came out, and that was all the rage. Yeah. Like, I remember having change all of our tunnel equipment to that, and then it was a pain in the ass, and you change it back to the regular carpet brushes or cloth brushes, whatever.
Yep.
Stuff. So tell me, like, you know, you guys both left the detailing industry, went into the car wash industry. I'm sure Levi, everybody wants to hear your story, but I don't really care. We're not going to talk about that. they can wait for you to come.
All right.
They can wait for you to go on another podcast for that. What I'm excited about is, you know, with that lead up, you know, the, oh, what happened to Levi? Like, where's he going? Whatever. And then Dylan, you dropped this like really cool ass video where you introduced Levi joining Auto Wash and coming on with you. And then like, and not even like just, hey, Levi is now part of Auto Wash, but it was like, hey, we've got this badass facility that is like, we've got a whole ass car wash in here, right? Like it's a whole car wash, right? Like inside a training facility is the way that I kind of got it, right? So you guys built a car wash inside of a training facility, then brought Levi on and built a detailing facility as well to kind of merge detailing and car wash, but I would say back together, because you know, and my time, that's where I learned detail was at the car.
Yeah, that's how I started. That's how I started.
And the last 15 years or so, 10 or 12 years, maybe the car washes have kind of started pulling away from doing detailing, even express stuff, because it's all like, you know, ride-throughs. You know, it's the get them in, get them out. You know, the least amount of employees, least amount of damage. So, what is the thought process? You know, with you guys wanting to, and I'll say reintroduce a little bit, but I'm sure there's still a lot of car washes out there that are still, you know, doing detailing and stuff. But for the most part, I would say like a big chain like you guys is probably being reintroduced to it.
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, in the space, the industry as a whole for car wash has shifted to what's known as express tunnels, right? So it's scratch-o-matics, scratch factories is what they call them. They're volume business, right? That's the McDonald's of car washes. They're going to sell a lot of very consistent hamburgers. They're not great, but they're selling a lot of them, and that's nothing wrong with that. There's a huge audience for that. The flex or full serve car washes, that's kind of a dying model. There's not a lot of it left out there. So, like, you know, you pull up and they run your car through the wash and then they drive it over to a separate area and they do whatever they're going to do, you know, whatever form of detail.
Vacuum, do the windows, dress the tires.
Yeah. Right.
And it's, and to your point, what you're saying earlier, it's, you know, it's labor intensive, right? And car washes have become so automated that like adding headcount to add detailing services just isn't something that a lot of the car wash companies are interested in. What's a little different about what we're doing here, and I should backtrack a little bit. When I started, this actually was already in place. When I started with Auto Wash 2 years ago in September, the showroom already existed. But then shortly thereafter, we moved out of that facility, built our brand new headquarters, and we kind of had to stop the detailing services at that point because we just weren't ready to do it. And we figured if we're going to do it again, we need to do it on like this epic scale. We were doing a fair amount before, but like it wasn't at the scale we're doing it now. And so the reason for the delay was really to kind of get our house in order, attract somebody like Levi to come over and help run it, and really kind of take it to that next level. And so the idea of having the car wash in the back, partially for training our car wash service techs and training our team on how the car wash works, but it actually will be the hub because, and Levi can speak to this a little bit, but the slowest part of an express detail is the wash. You take the most time doing that. Like claying a car doesn't take that long if you're doing like the quick clay and seal type process.
Yeah.
The wash is like 20 minutes of that 40 minute process. So what we're doing by having the wash in the building is we're automating a significant portion of that. And our touchless wash washes the car in 7 to 8 minutes. So, I mean, we've cut that time in half. And while that's going on, the tech can be sitting in the driver's seat wiping down the dash, or they can get out of the car and go prep the station for detail. And Levi is going to design that process or has designed that process. But basically what we're going to be able to do is deliver a really high quality express detail incredibly fast because we're shaving so much time out of the process with these things that I would say it's not a value add, right? If you're doing a detail, I don't care if it's high-end paint correction and coating down to express detail, washing the car is part of it. It's not an it's not a value add. It's expected. You have to prep the car. So the fact that more than 50% of the time of the job would be spent in prep to deliver the actual process that the people are paying for is crazy. So we're basically shaving that off and saying the machine's going to do the bulk of the cleanup for us. We're going to touch up what the machine doesn't get, and then we're going to move into the clay and the seal or the one-step polish or whatever it might be from there.
Yeah, no, and that's definitely like, you know, beneficial too, because let's face it, depending on the detailer, right? I mean, our friends over in Europe, they take days to wash a car. It seems like, you know, they've got a preset.
Everybody's got a different method. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they'll do like five different soaps on a car just to wash it, you know, and take forever, you know, and then there's somebody like me that's just like, foam this bitch, wash it and get it done, right? Like we're gonna be cutting on it anyways, like who cares, you know? So no, I mean, that's you're right. I mean, the wash process is the thing that does take the longest.
Well, and that's, I think that's where I've always had there's people that have had difficulty with some of the things that I've talked about or taught in terms of efficiency and speed, and one of them is that way. It's hey, we're just gonna one bucket this thing. We're just going to get the car washed because, hey, that customer's paying for polishing and claying and all this, and we're going to incur some marring anyway. Let's just try to get the car cleaned as quick and as fast as possible. This way, man, I can do it safely still. I can do it effectively, and I don't have to worry about it because the majority of the work is handled. Now, the other thing Dylan hasn't stated is we're not doing full details. We're not doing full corrections and coatings. We're not doing heavy duty stuff. We're starting out very light, very simple. I got four guys that need to be trained on this process, and I'm also doing this as a pioneer, so to speak, for this method, because as this grows, as auto wash grows, we're poised to go national with the brand. This hub that we've built in our location, we want to replicate it across the country. So for every 10 washes that get built, a showroom is going to get built alongside with basically the same stuff, so that the franchise operators and franchisees get this also as an added revenue stream, gets this added as a training facility for their employees, and this just helps the brand altogether. And so we're going to build out like a pathway on how these guys learn, how these detailers that come to work learn. And the goal is that they'll start off simple, fast, get their speed built up, get their efficiencies built up, get their quality built up, and then add services as we go. So maybe in a year or two, we start adding full paint correction or full interior detailing, or who knows, maybe in the future, 5, 6 years from now, we've got full leather repair. Sky's the limit when it comes to detailing. That's the cool thing. But the point is, we may not even need to. Who's not to say 5 years from now, we've built a great model with just sticking with Express stuff, and we don't have to do anything else. And we can build this symbiotic relationship where we're referring our customers to other high-end shops and saying, hey, if you want that and this, go there, because this is just what we have is what we have and what we're available to do. And our goal really is time. We laugh that we've got a Cracker Barrel getting built in the parking lot of auto wash, and we're like, man, if we can get it done before, have them go to lunch and come back and have the car ready to go, or have three, four, five cars done in the time it took them to order their food and eat it, I'm pretty stoked about that. So that folks could come drop their car off at lunch, and maybe we have six customers and their cars are all done within that hour,
Yeah, and that's the good thing. My time in the car wash, the money makers for us were always the express services, just because, that $40, $50, $60, $75, kind of depending on from a, from a carpet shampoo to a wax to a super clean, to a combo kind of deal. Because typically once those came out of the car wash and hit the detail shop, I mean, that was a 20, maybe 30 minute service max at that point, kind of what, slowed everything down or killed the days were the bumper to bumpers, but our service writers love selling those because that's a $300 ticket at the time, to do an interior detail with a buff and wax on the outside. And, that was bigger commission dollars for them. So, the shitty thing is, especially on a Saturday, you guys probably know this Saturday, that's when everybody wants their full details done Saturday morning. So, the service riders sell three or four of those things Saturday morning, and now you're already behind the eight
Yeah, for
ball
the whole day.
with all the express stuff that's going to come through. So I like that, you guys don't, at least for now, those bigger services aren't on the radar because you're right, that express, the Cracker Barrel, right? I mean, we had a Bob Evans in our parking lot, that people could go over and eat at Bob Evans, get breakfast at Bob Evans, and again, we could crank their cars out in, 30, 45 minutes, and they go over and eat, and we could park it out in the parking lot and then jump on the next one and wait for them to come back. So that's a cool concept you guys are looking at there.
Yeah, I think what makes us different too is that it's the one we're, I think, as far as I'm aware, we're going to be the only touchless and self-serve chain that offers detailing services as a bolt-on, right? Because it's very common, kind of like you're mentioning, right? The tunnels have it on site. We're also detached from our location. So we're at 25, we'll actually be at 26 locations by the end of this month that are all operating independently. They're fully unstaffed. It's all, it's an unattended site. But through our app platform and all the other things, we have these customers that will now, okay, well, I want detailing. They'll come to the showroom, they get their detail done. For our purposes, by getting a clay, a seal, maybe a one-step polish done on that car is going to come cleaner when it goes to the touchless the next 6 months, right? And then as the performance starts to drop off, and we educate our customers on this, like, hey, it's, I've used the analogy on a ton of different things. it's toothbrushing versus the dentist, right? You brush your teeth every day, that's going to the touchless wash. Occasionally, you got to go see the dentist for that deep clean. That's our showroom center. So you're going to come in here, you're going to get that reset on your paint. I mean, our base package is effectively a wash, a clay, and a sealant. No polishing,
Yep.
light vacuum, send it on its way. That car is going to benefit so much because the average consumer that doesn't want to do clay on their own or doesn't know how or doesn't want to take the time will happily pay the fee to have that done. And then we get to sell the benefit of, okay, now you go to the wash and just maintain from here. We'll see you again in 4 or 5, 6 months. We'll redo that service again. Back to the wash you go. So we've kind of created an ecosystem that's kind of completely what the customer needs. And to Levi's point, if they do come to us at some point and there's just a huge demand for coating services, could we add that? Sure. But we know there's tons of guys in this area, specifically Denver market, guys like Steve Olick does an incredible job, and Kyle Camus, and there's all these great correction and coating shops that are crushing it. But there's nowhere for the average consumer that just goes, you know what, I don't have $1,000 to spend on this. I don't have 2,000. I have 200, 300, 400 bucks, and I want better, but I don't want perfect. And maybe they don't see the value in a coating. They can come to us and get that done. And then if they ever do kind of get to that level, like, you know, I've been hearing about these ceramic coating things and we don't offer it, we can go, hey, we have these great partners. Here's a referral to this shop. They're great. We would take our own cars there. If you want a coating, these are the guys you want to talk to, kind of thing. So building kind of an ecosystem that is one self-contained for ourselves, for those customers that never want to get to that higher level, and they can just keep cycling through from showroom to wash every 6 months. And then if they ever do elevate that service, so they get a special car, they want to have coating or PPF done, then having a network of trusted shops that we know trust us and we can trust them, we can go, here, you can go to these guys. They will put that PPF or that coating on your car. And when that's done, I am confident all these partner shops are telling their customers, hey, if you need a quick way to wash this car that won't screw up the coating and the PPF you just paid us thousands for, you can go back to auto wash. So it's we've you know the symbiotic relationship between all the things really works. And to Levi's point, as we build these in other states, pop up a showroom, it serves as the hub. We got 10 touchless locations, and we're going to be looking for partner detail shops in those markets as well. So, you know, we get into a market, we tap into the people that we know there, and now we've created another, you know, kind of holistic solution for appearance care for that customer that they have a network that they're going to kind of flow through.
And that's kind of a cool thing, like being able to refer, you know, or like you said, if let's say Kyle or somebody refers, you know, their clients to come and use you guys. Because I've got a buddy up in Rochester, New York. And when he does coatings, what he'll do is he'll tell people, listen, if you're going to go to a car wash, he recommends Delta Sonic because Delta Sonic is a touchless system or whatever, you know. And so he says, if you're going to do it, you know, go there. The other thing I think is, you know, especially at a car wash, and again, kind of coming from this, because towards the end of my run at the car wash, we started getting into trying to do paint corrections and ceramic coatings. And let's be real, like to do it right, that's hard to do in a day, you know. Like take a car in at 8 or 9 o'clock and try to give it back to them by 5 or 6. Like, can it be done? Yes, it can. Should it be done? Maybe not, you know. So the other thing too is like being a car wash or car wash facility, you guys probably don't want that extra reliable or you know, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't want to have to sit on those cars like
Yeah, it's
overnight.
a time, it's a time suck. And I'd love to be able to turn and burn cars, and I'd love to not have cars in the shop at the end of the day, where the guys can have the actual ability to clean a shop, and get the shop cleaned and reset for the next day and just repeat the process.
That's why that would be a good thing to send off to a, you know, a professional detail shop
Correct.
who's used to having cars sit multiple days.
Well, and one of the unique things that sets auto wash apart is their chemistry and the way they wash the car. All the express tunnels and things like that utilize, and touchless washes years ago utilize a lot of acids and a lot of high alkalines. And those are always the primary chemicals that hit the very first steps of the vehicle wash, and they're the ones that cause the most damage. They strip the clear coat with a ton of chemicals, and then they put it through the beater, and the brushes attack the paint after it's been exfoliated, so to speak.
Soften it up first and then
it softens it up. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why detailers like ourselves have always like told our customers, hey, stay away from those types of car washes. It strips all the work. And you guys have heard me speak on, you know, the Rag Company podcast and stuff of going like, man, this is like, you're never going to beat convenience of a car wash.
Never.
It's all about talking to your customer and finding out how they care for their vehicle. And the number one thing that most people care about is just having a shiny looking car. And I noticed this when I had my detail shop 10 years ago was that I would clean a customer's car. I would just wash it and I'd hit it with a detail spray and I would park it outside and I'd only work on the interior. The only thing I touched was the interior. But just having the tires dressed and having a detail spray put on the outside of the car after it's been washed, they would show up and go, oh my gosh, it's never looked this good before. What did you do? Did you wax it? Did you polish it? They didn't understand. And what I found out was that most of those customers was because they just run it through a car wash. That was just what they did. So when I try and sell them on a detail, like a true paint correction or a true coating to try and get some money, right, out of them, they would go, yeah, okay. And then they do it. And then 2 weeks later, they take it through the car wash. That would beat the snot out of it. And they go, man, my car's all scratched up. This doesn't look the way it did. And I need you to fix this. And I hated doing these like jobs to fix the car because of what they did the car wash. And the one great thing that is different about auto wash is you don't have that. So as a detailer, if we refer it and Kyle does a correction and a coating on this customer's car, he can sell the package to him to say, hey, get your maintenance washes done at Auto Wash. Here's a scratcher. Go get a, you know, it's worth this much in washes. Set up a membership. Here you go. The customer knows that they can then take it through the car wash to do their maintenance washes through because they love convenience. And it's so much easier to just run it through instead of having to call the detailer and schedule a wash. They can just catch it. And with Auto Wash having as many locations as they do in the Denver area, and the goal with that being replicated across the country, you now don't have to fight convenience as a detailer. You don't have to fight that car wash. You can then say, hey, here's the car wash I recommend. That car wash is not going to damage any of the work that you put in. It's not going to upset the customer. It's not going to ruin anything. And so you've got, like Dylan said, this perfect ecosystem and harmony of appearance care. And that's unlike anything else. And that's one of the things. I met Aaron and Dennis almost 10 years ago, the owners of Auto Wash, at the car wash show in Vegas. And we got to talking and getting to know each other. And it was amazing. We just, all of us, the three of us, clicked. A couple years later, I introduced them to Dylan and said, you got to meet this couple. They're doing some crazy stuff with car washing that I've never even heard of. And they're really taking a different look and approach at it. And then Dylan got hired on. And a couple years later, I got hired on. And so it was kind of one of those, like, there was something special about auto wash that is so unique that I was always fascinated. All the years at the Rag Company, that's the one thing that I was truly always looking at and fascinated by was this unique business style that is auto wash and what they were trying to achieve, and this merging of two industries that have always been separate or felt like they've always been at odds with each other, or that there just wasn't a lot of information. Car wash owners don't really know a whole lot about detailing, and detailers don't really know a whole lot about what goes on in the car wash industry. And so to have Dylan and I kind of back trying to push these two together is to say, hey, this is pretty awesome. Let's try and make this work. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, no, I love the idea. I mean, again, especially, you know, that's where I learned. And I mean, I was fortunate enough to work for kind of like mom and pop, you know, one or two location car washes. So, you know, and they kind of had that, you know, that old school, you know, complete full service. You know, you pull up in the vacuum lanes, you get out, you go sit inside until your car's
done. Have a cup of coffee and talk to the old war vet.
Wasn't until like the last few years where that flex, you know, kind of came around where, okay, so we've got a lane where you could just stay in it, pull you on, shoot you out, you're gone, you know, or you still get out, you know, and they still had the full on detail shop that did everything from, you know, hey, I just got spill on one mat I need. Okay, $5 for a mat to, you know, the full bumper to bumper. I'm glad you kind of mentioned the chemical of makeup of you know the soaps and stuff like that, because I think that's one thing that, you know, kind of like you said, you know, a lot of these car washes have real high pH, you know, or acidic style soaps and pre-washes and things like that, that basically can destroy a car. I mean, when Mr. Car Wash took over from the car wash that I had worked for a number of years, and that's when I went and started my business, they called me and they said, hey, we need your help. You know, they had ran somebody's car through that, you know, was a oxidized red car.
Yeah.
You know? But Mr. Soap was a more acidic or a stronger acidic than the Simonized stuff that we had used to use. And so, I mean, this thing just had
it splotted lines all the way
down the car where it had, you know, hit and then dripped down. So how do you guys like make your own, or do you guys buy, you know, chemicals? And then like, how do you guys manage that to, again, have something that's strong enough that will remove dirt without agitation, but not too strong to damage paint?
So short answer is it's gonna sound like I'm repeating my Rupa's days. It's a system based approach. So the chemistry and the machine are really what kind of make it happen. And by themselves, neither of them are actually going to do the job. It's kind of the way Rupa's was, like, you know, the pad, compound, and tool, and it's all set and it's balanced and it's designed to do something very specific. It's the same kind of ideas. Our equipment's exclusive to us. So it's different than any other touchless anybody's ever seen. And somebody can go to our YouTube channel and see a bunch of footage of what this machine looks like. But typically in a touchless wash, they have something that's called an inverted L, right? And so it's like this, it's an upside down L, and it's like a bar, and it swings around the car, but it stays at a fixed height. So if the clearance in the bay is 10 feet, then the top nozzles are at 10 feet and never gets anywhere close to the car. And a lot of times those things max out at a PSI of like 500, 600 PSI, right? So it's not even a lot of pressure. So they are heavily
blowing that arm out.
Yeah. Because they can't. Yeah. So it's just not going to stay stable. So they're reliant on these really heavily corrosive chemicals. They're going to basically, we call it burning the dirt off, right? Just use something so aggressive that the soap itself is doing all the work. And really the car wash equipment's only there to just rinse the soap off, right?
Yeah.
And even smart car wash operators are hitting it with like a high alkaline and then splashing it with an acid to try and get back to neutral so they're not causing damage. But that's such a wild card, right? Because if you don't get the exact amount of right of both chemicals in there, there's still some amount that's probably off pH causing issues and running out of mirrors and stuff. So in our situation, we're using non-corrosives, and then our equipment, we have a crap ton of nozzles on top, bottom, and both sides, and they produce 1,200 PSI and
out of each nozzle
towards the car. Yeah, 1,200 PSI per nozzle. So that's your average, you know, at-home pressure washer that you'd be using for your car, but you've got 20, 30 of them on either arm plus ones across the top, all spraying simultaneously at the right angle. It's heated and filtered water on top of that. So we're relying a little bit on some heat and super, super clean water. So we don't have to have a high corrosive in there. The soap is there primarily just to start emulsifying and the surfactants to try to grab the dirt and pull it away. The pressure's coming in and behind it and wiping it away effectively, right? So, and because we are contouring, we're not doing it from 10 feet away. The machine actually does trace the car. So it's funny. We've seen people, they get kind of nervous because the machine's coming at their car and they think it's going to run right into them because they're used to kind of done machines not doing the thing right. So the actual thing will trace the car within a few inches, hit it with that perfect amount of pressure and push that soap off. So we can technically, we are truly cleaning with a non-corrosive chemical, but we're doing it because we also have the right equipment to complement that.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. So does the, when you say like the machine kind of traces the car, like if it's a wider car, does it expand out a little bit? If it's a narrower car, it comes in?
Yeah, we have what's called a moving side boom. And so it even goes around the back of the car and the front of the car. So we're not just spraying from the side to the top. When it gets to the front, the side comes around, sweeps the front of the car. So we're hitting it from every angle. We're hitting it with multiple nozzles at 1200 PSI. So we're not reliant on aggressive chemistry to make the job happen. We're reliant more on hot water that's at the right pressure and close
Gotcha.
enough to the car to actually be effective. Because as we all know, you hold a pressure washer and you try and spray something from 10 feet away, the diffusion of that water, it's like a mist by the time it
Yeah.
gets a couple inches away from the
Yeah.
nozzle. So by keeping it close, the nozzles are hitting it with the right amount of pressure. Nothing that's dangerous, obviously. We're not going to hit it with so much pressure we're going to strip paint, but the
Right.
right amount of pressure to actually use the pressure washer for what it's good for, which is cleaning. And then the soap serves as that part that helps lift and separate, basically, instead of trying to melt it off the paint.
Ooh, yeah! From startup shops to seasoned pros, we tailor high-octane websites that resonate with your customers and showcase your expertise. Yeah, Justin Lobato of JL Showroom Auto Salon says, "Detailer's roadmap supercharge my leads. Custom writing, incredible customer care, and a road to success paved with expertise." Detailer's roadmap knows how to supercharge your digital presence. It's your turn to rev up your business. Visit detailersroadmap.com and leave the competition in the rear view mirror. Ooh, yeah.
No, that's interesting. That's neat. And then the other thing that I like that you said is, so like if, there's a detailer in the area, that they can sell, a service to or something like that. To me, like, I think that's amazing as a maintenance program, because there's a lot of detailers out there that, don't want to do any maintenance work. They want to do all the coatings, but then they don't want to maintain them. I think it's kind of dumb. You're leaving money on the table. Like, why wouldn't you want to maintenance a car that, you just coated and it's going to be an easy wash? But that's kind of cool because for somebody who maybe, like myself, that's a single owner operator and I don't have time to do a ton of maintenance washes on everything that I sell coating wise, I could be like, hey, here's a wash that I recommend. Here's a package deal, blah 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 blah. So that's a very interesting way for the detailers to be able to sell a maintenance package and not have to really do the work.
Yeah, exactly. I was
Yeah,
going to
know
say
that
it's like
it's
it's
going to be
hard for
taken
a
care
single
of.
owner operator to scale. Like you're saying, you can only do so many maintenance washes, and if you're doing maintenance washes, you're not doing corrections and coatings. And I don't know your menu pricing, but I assume your per hour rate is probably slightly better when you're doing corrections and coatings than it is doing maintenance
Oh
washes.
yeah,
So
absolutely.
if you've only got so many bays and so many bodies, you might as well leave the easy work to us, and you can focus on doing the stuff that we're not doing, which is the correction and coating stuff where you really
Well,
make
and
your money.
then right into that, it goes, wash, clay, and seal is practically just a maintenance also on a coating. And so that's kind of the that's the reason for this, as one of the primary, I don't know, packages that we'll be selling, but it's also for that. So if you are, you'll know that, the system is going to be, the car is going to be maintenance the correct way, right? And then on top of that, if those customers come and they're like, hey man, there's some scratches, but I'd like to get it buffed and polished. Dylan and I have talked about this for years, and everybody also kind of knows it as the MOS one step. Is we're going to provide an enhancement polish. It's a 20-minute one step because we don't have to wash the car anymore. That's already taken off some of the time. My guys already have to do a wash, clay, and seal anyway. So they're going to wash it in the machine. They're going to clay it. And instead of sealing it, they're going to hit it with a buffer on either side, 10 minutes aside. Those boys are going to get that done and it's going to be finished and ready to go. Throw the sealant on or use a product like Uno Advanced or Uno Protect, where it already has a product inside of it, a protection agent. All of a sudden, that car is done. It's protected. It's ready to go. The customer is happy because they've got great protection. We removed 50% of their defects, 50 to 60% of their defects on the paint. We did it in a very timely manner, so it was a quick, easy service. And if you think about it, I put two people on one of those cars, and each process takes 20 minutes tops. They're splitting that. That's 10 minutes aside. And all of a sudden, in under 30 minutes, we got the car washed, we got it clayed, and we got it polished and sealed and out the door for the customer.
Now,
And that's huge. That's exactly what a customer would want.
just because this is a professional detailing podcast, And you're saying that you can two people in 20 minutes, one step a car. So
there's a ton of videos on YouTube by this guy named Levi that has a ton of those videos about the 20 minute one step. And then there's this guy up here, the Dylan, that has a lot of videos on Rupes on enhancement polishes.
For people like me that don't want to take the time to go look up videos. So, I mean, you guys are basically just wham, bam, 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 bam.
You're scrubbing the paint is what you're doing. You're scrubbing the paint with a pad and a one-step polish.
Up and down, one side to side. That's about
not even that. Yeah, you're just really applying the product.
Every surface once,
Yep.
I did this talk for IDA and got a lot of flack. And then we did several classes with Rupes where the people are like, not possible. So what it ended up becoming was we did do a video, and I know you're not going to look for the video, but me and Nick McQueen, who worked at Rupes at that point, we just filmed it live. We did a real time. We took a Honda Pilot and we did a 20-minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20-minute one step. And instantly the critiques stopped at that point because it was like, oh, you can do that. And it's all about setting the expectation, which is, as we all know, probably the hardest thing for detailers to do for some reason is we're going to do this to your car. It's going to Levi's point, look 50, 60% better. Might even be more. Depends on how bad it is when it comes in. But I'm using a product like Uno Advance. I'm using a Rupes yellow wool pad. I'm using a 15. I'm not changing pads. I'm hitting every square inch with that combo. I'm not pulling out a mini and getting that and trying to do detail work, because that's not what this customer's paying for. They're paying for better, not perfect.
Yeah.
And so once around with the scrubbing method, as Levi is describing, should, for one person, you should be able to do the whole thing in 20 minutes, two people, 10, right? Average size car. You do that, wipe it off, the car looks 50, 60% better. And for the vast majority of customers out there, not the super picky discerning customers, those guys should be getting a full correction and coating from a different shop.
Yeah.
But for the other 99.9% of the consuming public who goes, you know what, I'm not dropping $1,000 on a detail, that is going to be, oh my God, my car looks amazing. It's going to look better when they picked it up at the dealership. I promise you that. The dealership probably did more damage at delivery. We're going to undo that dealership damage, enhance it, make it pop, put some protection on it, and they're going to love it. And they can do it at the price point that we're targeting. They'll do it every 4 to 6 months and not even break a sweat. So it's like, is a coating better? Absolutely. I have coatings on my car. I'm not going without a coating. I have PPF and coating because I am that discerning. But for my wife's car, that thing gets one stepped all the time because I'm not going to put the effort into coating it because she doesn't care. It's not her thing. So, and there's more customers like my wife than there are like me out there.
Yeah. Well, and Anthony and I did that. We did a full live version of the 20-minute one step where I taught Gabe how to do it. And we had that, just ran the camera solid all the way around the car. We did it and we had a timer running and everything. And it's amazing when people see that and go, whoa, we did this at the Art of Detailing class that Dr. Beasley had at Rag Company. Anthony and I showed him the same method after 2 days of full paint correction training classes. Anthony and I walked in and basically said, all right, guys, now we're going to show you how to do it really quick and easy. And we used Uno Advanced, a 15, and a yellow wool pad, and we showed him how to do it on a car. And then we took, like, we had Grios there, so we used, like, Grios one step that they had, a Grios machine, and one other thing, one of the Lake Country pads, and we did the exact same process with it, showed them. Raleigh, who's in Georgia, he saw that. He was at that class, and he goes, holy crap. And earlier in the class, he had said, I have so many customers that I turn away because I'm not willing to do some of those quick jobs. He goes, when he saw what it actually was, he was like, I have so many customers that would benefit from that I could bring on. And then he realized he could sell that in his area for $500, that service, which was a wash, a clay, and an enhancement polish. And he's charging $500, $499 to get into the door to get that done in Atlanta. And he's like, dude, he goes, that has outsold the rest of my other corrections, coatings, PPF installs. He goes, that's pretty much my number one selling service now. Yeah, and it's wild it's easy, it's fast, it's quick, it's not hard to do. And more detailers get so excited.
Either. You don't have to offer only one or only the other. That's why I always have to explain to you guys, like, you could have a focus that you're a correction coating, PPF tint and all that stuff and doing these high-end services, But why not have a express service that you can train an employee to do? Maybe because you're the skilled guy and you have the talent to be able to do, because full correction takes time to learn, to be efficient at. Applying coatings isn't just something you hire a guy off the street to do, but you could hire a fairly novice detailer, bring them in and put them in charge of your express services. And a guy comes in for a coating quote and his eyes pop out of his head when you give him the number. You go, well, we have this enhancement service. What's your budget? It's $400. Cool. I have this other service. It's awesome for the price. It's $400. We do this, we do this, we do this. It's not correction coding. Let's establish that's not the same level of service, but it's a heck of a lot better than nothing, and it fits your price point and you're happy with it and all that kind of stuff. I'd also mention too, it's lower leverage. And I think this is something the detail shops don't think about. You're a one-man operation, you're booking and correction and coatings, and the guy, and this happens, we all know it does, guy cancels the morning of. How quickly can you get another $2,000 job on the books? It's
Not
not as
very
easy as
good.
just going, hey, can you come in? But if you've got 10, 15 of these express details booked and one cancels, you've still got, oh, 9 to 14 of them booked, right? So your leverage is lower. So you're not completely feast or famine on correction and coding jobs. So if you have the scale, I've always encouraged shops, like, dude, if you are a correction and coding shop and you've got a bunch of staff, don't stop doing that. Just add this onto your service stack and see what happens. You can start pushing people that direction, that instead of just saying, sorry, we only do corrections and coatings, pound sand, like, why not squeeze $300, $400 out of a customer for an express service, get something out of them versus just kicking them down the road to another shop that does. And then eventually maybe they do get hooked on the idea. They come back 2, 3 times, do that service, and you go, you know what? Been thinking, I really want to do that coding thing now. It might be that opportunity for the upsell to that higher level service eventually. But
Or they
turning people
really
away
want
simply
more.
because you don't have the service is kind of wild to me.
Or they go, oh, there's I really need this scratch taken out, or I really need this out. Next thing you know, you're adding on to your enhancement polish a couple different scratch removals, and you're spending a little extra time, maybe an extra 5, 10 minutes on those scratches. Maybe you're only cutting out those little scratches with your nano. You're just bop, 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 hitting a couple spots, and then hitting the whole thing with the enhancement, and you're done. And you've just upped that ticket price a couple extra $100, and you essentially you're getting a two-step for almost no time. You didn't lose a lot of time. Because once you get really good with an enhancement polish and you understand the physics of what it can actually do in many cases, and what's neat about utilizing a product like Uno Advanced or Uno Protect is it is pad dependent. You might get to how the three of us all know paint very well, where we can go, you know what? I'll actually use a blue foam or a blue wool, and I'll hit that with Uno Advanced, and I'll get 85% of those scratches out of the car, no problem. Or you know what? I'm really am gonna only gonna get about 50%, but I can up and hit these two spots with maybe some cut or fine, even Rupes fine, hit a couple spots with it, and then do the rest of it with Uno and get it done. And that's really where it starts really starting to generate some income, where you can go, wow, this is a really great service. And it's honestly, that's what I've been doing out of my own home garage, detailing cars on the weekends for the last 5 years, is literally just doing 20-minute one steps on every single vehicle that comes through. I've almost never touch a full correction, maybe once or twice a year, and those are usually full sand jobs from a custom painter, and I've got plenty of clear to swim in.
No, I agree with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a $2,000, ticket that, hey, that's my one job for the week. I can do that in a day and a half, 2 days max or whatever, and I'm golden. But I do love the $350 interior or the 200. I mean, I squeezed in today in between maintenance clients. I squeeze in a $250 wash and wax, on a client. It took me an hour and a half to make $250. Like, I mean, I'll do that all day long. I mean, I'll do a $500, quick, hyper polish or hybrid polish, whatever, and take 3.5, four and a half hours to do it or whatever. I mean, I love those little services, because to me, I'd rather work 2 or 3, 4, 5 hours in a day and call it quits than working 7-8 hours just correcting paint, coming in the next day, finishing it up, throwing a coating.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of guys that are getting into this industry, and that's the crazy thing, is there are so many new detailers that come into this industry every single day. And from some old dogs that have been in this industry for a very long time, your body starts to hurt.
Yeah.
You can't keep that pace up. And so working on easier stuff and making more money on higher valued systems is a lot better going forward. And that's what I've talked to. I mean, Kirby Thompson, that guy, I don't know how old Kirby Thompson is. Dylan, you met him. He's an elderly gentleman, and he details out of his garage every single day. And he's running cars through there, and he's the guy's, I wish I could be as active and fit as he is when I hit his age.
Right? Yeah.
But 20 minute one steps, once he learned that process, he's like, that's all I do for my customers now. And it is so much easier on my body. It's so much easier on my normal day to day ability, because I don't I'm providing a service that my customers like, but I'm not having to go down the rabbit hole as a detailer. Because it just physically gets too much. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And to kind of get back to what you guys are doing, I mean, especially, you know, like the wash clays and seals, I think, you know, that's a really cool process or service that you guys are going to offer. Because I would imagine, you know, again, you know, in the area that you're at, probably a lot of excuses, I'll use the word, for people like not really taking care of their cars that much, is like, well, the salt, the snow, it's just gonna get, you know, wrecked anyways. Why am I gonna go pay this detail guy, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, whatever. So you guys being able to offer, hey, you know, a quick clay wash or wash clay and seal, and you could do that every few months, and it's going to at least add some protection, you know, provide some kind of, and then that client, you know, goes like, oh, well, you know, I don't know what you guys are going to charge for, but $200 or $300, like, oh, well, that's a lot cheaper than
bada
bing over here. But what they don't understand is they're going to end up spending way more money with you guys doing that every, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months than over a 3-year, 5-year, 7-year coding lifespan than if they went and spent.
Well, hopefully we get them on a membership and we keep them in, and they're just paying us monthly anyway. Yeah. We won't use our car wash. But that's the other thing that's unique about Auto Wash, is they have an app that has your membership on it. And so you can utilize it at the car wash to run it through the automatic, run it through the self-serve wash. Maybe you have a trailer, maybe you have side-by-sides, maybe you have toys that you need to rinse off. You can use the membership for that. You can also use it as a dog wash, because we have 2 dog washes in almost every facility. So you can wash your pets as well, part of that membership. And then what's even better is, because of the way we've been building it out, that while you're running it through the car wash on your phone, you can also schedule and pay for a detail right there on the app. Pick the product, pick the service, everything. Bring it into the showroom and get it done. And that is extremely unique. And we have a large membership base. So even just advertising it to our own membership customers is going to be really good. So we don't even need to really, we don't really need to pull them off the street. It's just through our membership, we've got a good base of customers.
Yeah, we got hundreds of thousands of people just in the Denver market and the app alone. And one thing you didn't touch on too is, you have a loyalty program built into that too. Mm-hmm. So as they're buying washes or paying for their membership, they're earning loyalty points. We're letting them redeem those loyalty points towards part of their detail, and vice versa. You buy a detail, you're going to get loyalty points that you can go out and use to buy car washes. So it's not, it sounds like nefarious to say we're going to lock them in, but like, we're giving them enough reasons to stick within our bubble, because we're going to do right by them and they've got options. We don't care if you only ever wash your car and you never come to us for a detail. No more than we'd care if you only came for a detail and never used the car wash. It's just that we're presenting the options that are there. And to your point, it's funny, we do these like pop-up events with like the Denver Broncos and the Colorado Rockies. And one of the first questions I'll ask somebody as they approach us is like, hey, well, where do you wash your car right now? You'd be shocked at how many people just go, I just wait for it to rain.
Yeah.
Wow.
First, I shriek in horror.
Yeah.
But there are those people that are just like, you know what? And it's honestly, it's people that a car is a utility. It's not so much they don't enjoy it. That's not they don't love that car. It's just the thing that gets them around. But then we go to the term of just educating them on, dude, if you, I mean, if nothing else, just knocking the mag chloride and stuff off will help your car work for longer. Because if you just neglect it, period, eventually things are going to fail. The corrosives on the underside and that kind of stuff are doing damage to the car. So we can educate from that angle. But you're right, there is just a certain percentage of people who just don't, they're not as invested in cars as we are as detailers or car enthusiasts are in general. There's a significant population, I think, in every area where that's the case. But for those people who are really into their cars, then we are like the ideal solution. So it's you kind of pick and choose what level of involvement you want to have with us. And we're not mad if you don't do the whole cycle. We're going to make recommendations, say, hey, if you have this clay and seal done, you should go to our washes and then come back in 6 months. If you don't want to do that, fine. We're not going to do anything wrong for you, though. We're going to make sure that we treat your car properly, regardless of what level of service integration you get.
And I, it's funny, you talk about, cars just being utility to some people. I mean, I remember, some lady coming in to the wash one time, and it was one of the times I happened to be, running the machines, and she said, I'm here for my once a year wash and wax. And I'm like, once a year? She goes, yep, once a year I spend, 50, $60, whatever we were charging for a wash and wax, to bring it to the car wash and have you guys wash it and wax it. And I mean, like, you
That's an event.
looking at the vehicle, you could tell she did not, the rest of the year really take care of it too much. So yeah, it's, again, it's kind of, surprising that, that some people have that mentality. But, you're right. When it some people, a car is just a car.
Well, and that's really also the goal with the showroom is to be a meeting center as well. So we're going to be hosting car shows and classes and events and things out of the showroom as well, training classes and things, and really make the space like a neutral ground for a lot of the area detailers if they want to come learn, a place for car clubs and just customers and members in general. That maybe they want to learn. Maybe they've paid for a wash, clay, and seal before, or they've seen the YouTube channels and they've seen the videos and they're like, oh, I'm kind of interested, but I already have a membership to the car wash. And oh, look, they're having an open house. I'll come down and maybe I'll learn how to do it. We got wash, clay, seal kits for sale. They can take the class, they can learn it, they can do it themselves. We're Dylan and I are very okay with them learning how to do it themselves. It's going to be a very simple, easy thing to teach customers. We're gonna do window coatings because that's an area that's going to benefit the cars, especially driving around in the inclement weather and whatnot that we'll have in Denver. Having a glass coating on there is going to help. But again, those are simple, easy things that we can teach them. If they want to do it themselves, go for it. If you want to have us do it, that's fine with us. And if it's not something we want to do, we can definitely refer you to a shop that is very qualified and able to handle that work on their own. So it's really designed to be, as Dylan said, a hub for all things. So whether
It
that's
freaks people
training
out
and
too because
events,
that clay and seal kit is in collaboration with Adams. So it's another part where a car wash working with a chemical manufacturer that sells DIY products that are technically competitive to people who want to wash in their driveway. And it's nice. I mean, I obviously have my legacy relationship with everybody over at Adams. A lot of the guys I worked with are still there. And when I approached them on the idea, it's so funny because it's not combative at all. So we're trying detailing car washes and even DIY car care all together in the system. So it's like, to Levi's point, yeah, you want to go take this stuff home and do it yourself? We'll show you how to do that. I have no problem with that. I just want you to take better care of your car. And when it's, 35 degrees outside and you don't have the ability to wash in your driveway, well, you can go to one of our seltzers and pan spray and knock your stuff down. And you tore your rotator cuff and you want somebody else to do the clay and seal for you. We'll do that for you. But if you want to do it in your driveway, cool. Like what we're ultimately after is like building up people who want to take better care of their cars or need the
That's
resources to
it.
do it, and not making it a it's this or it's nothing. Because I think that's in every single industry. I don't care if you're selling detailing products for DIYers, selling detailing services as a detailer, or selling car washes, it feels like the majority of all those industries are this is the best and you shouldn't do anything else. Car washes are going to say detailers are too expensive and they spend too much time cleaning the car. Detailers are going to blame car washes for scratching cars up. DIY people are going to say, well, nobody's going to do it as well as you are, so do it at home yourself. We're saying do it all. Have it all. Yeah. I mean, on a nice summer day,
at the end of the day,
wash your car in your driveway, man. Like, have fun.
At the end of the day, it's a clean car.
It all can be part of the same thing.
Yeah. And to that point, for those wondering, yes, there are Rag Company towels inside all the auto wash vending machines at every location.
I thought about asking you that, but I was
No, and that's been going for a while. And the clay and seal kit comes with the like Adam's Complete Clean there that we have. It's the auto wash complete clean and a eagle. So an orange eagle matched with that. So we're providing good products and good services. The key is just teaching and educating these customers that it's and the detailing public at large that it's not the enemy that a lot of people think it is.
And that's the thing, right? It's education, whether it's the car wash educating it, whether it's the detailer educating, whether it's whatever, right? I mean, it's listen, I mean, I tell my clients all the time when they come in and do coatings and they ask me, you know, can I go to the car wash, you know? And I tell them, like, listen, 20 plus years experience in the car wash industry. Like, I get it. It's like Dylan, you said it earlier, it's a convenience, right? Like, sometimes we just don't have 45 minutes to 2 hours to wash our cars or take it to a detailer to wash the car. We need a quick in and out. You know, will it destroy the coating? No. Over time, probably, but anything over time can get destroyed. So, you know, I tell people, like, listen, you know, it's all about the education, right? Like, no, it's not going to hurt it. You know, do I recommend it? Not really. You know, come to me or do it the right way, you know, preserve it, you know. But I always tell them at the end of the day, that's your vehicle. If you want to drive it into that building across from me, you know, I'm not going to stop you. I'm going
to
say,
you can't, and you can't, you don't have a right. Yeah. You don't have a right to tell a customer, don't do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, I mean, it's your car at the end of the day, you do with it what you want. I mean, I've got a really great client that I've been dealing with his cars for, a number of years now. You know, obviously his exotics, he hand washes himself. He does those, but his daily, he owns a construction company. He's got to have it clean all the time. So he has a monthly wash at the car wash down here that he goes through probably 4 times a week. Now he has like a chalk or Nardo gray Raptor, but before that he had a black, Alfa Romeo Stelvio, and he would bring it to me and the sun would hit on it. And I'd just be like, you know, he's like, Alex, this is all I care about. And Dylan, you kind of said it earlier, right? Clean and shiny. I care that it's clean and I care that it's shiny. When you put a ceramic coating on it, it makes it clean or it keeps it clean, makes it shiny. He goes, I don't give a shit about the swirls. I don't see them.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if you don't see them, I'm not pointing them out to you because they're definitely there.
I have a buddy that's like that. He runs a tire shop and, it's a Les Schwab, for those wondering. It's the, what do you say, Dylan? It's the Northwest of the U.S. chain of tire shops. Yeah. So the store manager is basically a franchise owner, acts like one, and he would buy new service trucks, and he would buy packages to get each one run through the car wash, just because he liked having all of his service trucks looking clean.
Right.
He would have them coated by me every year. Once a year, he would put a 3-year coating on every single truck. And the only reason was so that there was something protecting the clear coat, because he knew it was getting damaged in the car wash. But he's like, I have to have them clean. And my tire techs and guys that are driving those trucks aren't going to, like, they're not going to wash the trucks in the back with a bucket and a pressure washer. I need it to be 5 minutes. I need it to be when they're on their way back from lunch or delivering tires or working on a job. They come back, there's a car wash across the street, run it through, before you bring the truck back, make sure it's clean. Yeah. And that's all he cared about. But as a detailer, man, I could have said, man, you're just screwing her. But hey, he was getting his trucks coated every year, 5 of them a year. It was perfect.
can't
so
about that.
Yeah, I was like, hey man, do what you want.
Year, you know, every year that's going to come through. So we've kind of talked mostly about the wash, clay, and seals. Like, what other types of services do you got? You know, express services. Do you guys plan on offering, or you know, obviously Levi introducing into and teaching?
Well, that? The enhancement polish. So we'll do a wash, clay, and seal. The enhancement polish, which is the 20-minute one step, and then a glass coating will be the third one.
Okay.
And that's going to be our starters. That's just what we're going to do. We're not going to work on vacuuming interiors. We're not going to do anything on detail interiors. We'll do windows inside and out with the services. We'll dress some tires, clean the wheel faces. We're not going to go deep into wheel cleaning. And the primary reason for that is just time.
Yeah.
As the team gets a little better and they've got these three processes down to where they can do it in their sleep, then maybe we'll look at figuring out a fast, quick method who maybe we do like a version of the interior super clean that Alex, that you remember,
like
you
a
know, something, job. Yeah, just something that we can maybe get some of the heavy dirt and stuff out, maybe a double vacuum and then a wipe down of interior product, you know, maybe not even interior dressings, maybe something like a rinseless wash and a damp cloth.
Yeah.
And just go through, try and get some of the scum out.
Yeah, it boils down to.
Go ahead, Dylan.
It boils down to they've come to us, at least from the start, the starting process with us is they pick, to your point, Alex, car washes are convenient, right? So they picked us for convenience and specifically auto wash because we're touchless if they're choosing us for the right reasons. So to honor that, I mean, if you're choosing these things because of time constraints, then we've got to offer a service level that kind of aligns with that, right? So it's got to be stuff that we can, my vision of it is, it, Levi's not joking, they're literally building a Cracker Barrel like diagonal from our offices. And I'm like, if I can have a guy show up on his lunch break, drop the car off, go grab lunch at Cracker Barrel and be back here, pick his car up and make it back to work without getting in trouble with his boss, then we've delivered on that respect your time promise. And we have to stick in that vein because that's where we live now. We're very much in a respect the customer's time reality based on the fact that we are a car wash with a detail cylinder bolted on. To Levi's point, we could expand services in the future based on customer demand, but maybe we don't ever have to because there's
so many high-end
correction
coating shops in the area. We offer free vacuums at every location
in the area. Yeah, there could be enough express detail services that we never even have to entertain it. We have great partners out there we can refer people to for bigger services, and we can keep expanding more express services, things that can be completed and honor that kind of 1 hour or less time frame, because nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is paying attention to it. I mean, it's like as we started ramping this back up, I spent a ton of time just like Googling in the area, trying to like put myself in the customer's shoes going, if I had an hour and I wanted my car detailed, what are my options? Right. And it's just like nothing really came up. I mean, there's a couple mobile guys that would, you know, come to your house and wash your car.
Yeah.
But that was kind of it. It just wasn't. I mean, if I want correction and coating, guys all day. And a lot of guys that we know. And a lot of guys that are doing great work and that are very busy because there's clients for that. But then if I'm that other customer that goes, I got $400 and I want a car detailed, but I only got an hour to spare. I can't leave it. It's my only car and I can't leave it overnight.
Yeah.
I have nowhere to go. So we're going to fill that gap and then, you know, see where it goes from there. It might expand, but our capacity, correct me if I'm wrong, Levi, we're aiming for like 6 to 8 cars per hour.
Correct.
On a 6 day a week schedule. So the volume that we intend to do is going to be wild. I explained this to Noxie. He saw the video and of course got the like,
yeah,
holy
he's called both
call.
Of us multiple times.
and when I started to talk to him about the volume, you start to do the math in your head as a detail and a business owner, you go, holy crap, that's a lot. And you go, yeah, and there's a whole lot of people out there looking for it. So I don't think we're going to have a shortage of stuff to do for at least the medium term.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely interesting. I mean, again, I mean, flashing back to my days at the wash, you know, I mean, you know, I don't really remember how many cars we would do, but I mean, it was always a lot. I mean, the only day that really like sticks out in my head was way back when the first car wash, the first detail shop that I worked for, we had a canopy right out the outside porch. And so the cars would come out of the tunnel underneath this canopy. And that's where we did waxes. It was called like, you know, we called it putting on the show. you know, because we were right there where people are sitting on the porch, you know, and you're like buzzing around this car. And of course, this was the old days of the 18-pound orbital, you know, lugging that thing up and throwing it on top of a, you know, the roof of a, you know, F-150 or an Expedition or whatever. You know, and I remember one day, a Saturday, from an 8 to 6, we did 100 hand waxes.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Yeah, you know, you talk at I believe it was like $49.99 at the time or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that didn't count, you know, the, you know, three or four, you know, $200 buff and wax full detail, you know, or bumper to bumper full details, the countless number of super cleans, carpet shampoos, seat cleanings, interior details. I mean, it was a monster day. It was great for me because I think I banked some crazy tips that day too, which is always, which is always nice.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, it's just, you know, like if you can crank out, you know, that many cars in an hour at times, whatever you're going to charge for it, it's crazy. You know, I mean, I, you know, later on in my years of, you know, actually running the washes and everything, it was always like, how many cars could you get through an hour through the tunnel? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. Like business. Yeah.
Right. You know, so, I mean, you're like, you know, two or three guys driving on, two guys in the prep area, and you're just putting them bumper to bumper, you know, one roller pops up and the next car's on, you know? So yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting thing. And I'll tell you what, I told Levi this, but Dylan, I'll tell you, I mean, I watched that video, you know, kind of like Noxie and everybody else did. And I was like, holy shit, this looks badass. I might have to make a phone call to Dylan. And then Jason with Aquatech was like, you know, it was like 30 inches of snow in Denver the other day. And I was like, ah, never mind. I'll stay in Florida.
Like, well, see, we call that white gold though, because the cars get really dirty. And then the next day it's like 60 and sunny.
Yeah.
It makes the car washes busy and generates a whole lot of business. So we're not mad about the snow here at all.
Yeah. It's kind of surprising.
Yeah. It's probably equivalent to our love bug season down here, you know?
Yeah. I could see that. We have it in Boise.
Hated love bugs unless I was working the wash, because then that was gold mine time. I mean, we were, you know, eventually the car washes down here got to a point to where they were actually charging extra, you know, to scrub your bugs, because it takes so long to scrub them off. So then we were charging an extra $3 to $5, you know, and you go pull the car off in the corner and you send a guy over there for 10 minutes to just scrub bugs and make sure he gets them all off before it goes through the wash. And, you know, that adds up times, you know, 400 cars a day, 500 cars a day. I mean, that's all we were doing back then. I mean, now, shoot, the car washes around here, I think, are doing 600, 700, 800 plus. You know, it's crazy how many they can do in a day. So, yeah, I always tell people, like, just give me one day from a car wash. That if that could just be my whole year, just give me one days of car from the car wash, and that could be my whole year. I'll be happy. Like, that's all I need.
No, but that's really all it boils down to is just managing your time, managing your customers' expectations, and just being honest about what you're doing, right? Yeah. Like we're not full detailing cars. Yes, we are a detail shop, but it's not full details. And that's why we're calling them premium express details, because like we said, some detailers just don't have time for this. They don't want to do it. It's not in their wheelhouse. They don't understand it. But it's nice when Alex, like someone like yourself who understands the value of an express detail, because that's where I came from. I spent the first 4 years of my career at a full service car wash with express details. And that's what we did. And then I left there to go manage another chain that was a full service car wash that did express detail services. And so I really spent the first 8 years of my professional career just doing this.
Yeah.
And then I switched over to just primary detailing, and detailing that was very fast, high volume dealership and auction level detailing for detailing or for dealerships and auctions. And so I come from this, like, already building up little services speed to then doing full details in a very short amount of time, as much as you can get done. and then to just selling products for the last 8 years, to coming back into what I know the most and what I've kind of always been excited about and enjoy. So I'm excited for what we can create with this. I'm super excited that I get to work with this guy every single day.
Oh, I bet.
I'm even more excited in the next couple of weeks when I'm fully moved down there with the family and we'll be there every day making this machine hum.
So right now, Auto Wash is just in Colorado, Denver area.
Yep, 25 locations as of today, all the way up and down the state. So we are, far north is, for those people who know Denver, all the way up to Fort Collins and then all the way down here to Denver. So we're expanding south into like Colorado Springs. Number 26 opens up this month, probably before the end of this month, we'll open location number 26. And then sky's the limit from there. There's still plenty of room to expand here in Denver, but the more, since I've been here and then obviously bringing Levi on, the amount of attention that this gets and the fact that this model is unique, nobody's doing what we're doing anywhere else. We are the largest chain of touchless and self-serve car washes in the world, as far as we're aware. Usually your touchless is like a mom and pop. They've got one, maybe two locations if you're lucky, right? And it's usually pretty dilapidated and funky. So we're unique in that way, but we'll move beyond that. That's the idea of the franchise model. There's plenty of interest in moving this into other states, and eventually this thing goes nationwide. That's always been the goal, is 500 locations nationwide. So that puts quite a few in every single state. So
I mean, it's that 500 would be, that would probably be the largest chain then, because Mister, I don't know what Mister's up to now, but I know when I left Mister, they were like 170, 180, I think.
And they're a hell of a lot bigger than that. They're in the, they're, I believe they're well north of 300, possibly 400 now. Okay. You got guys like Zips. Zips is, I think, tickling 300. There's, I mean, car wash as an industry has Rocket exploded. When I came in, it had just, I mean, it already started exploding, and it's been on a crazy trajectory. And while some of that has slowed because money dries up, private equity is not as as invested in it, they're still building these things like crazy. I mean, literally, our offices are across the parking lot from a tunnel wash. It's I'm looking,
literally, like,
if I look past the camera now, out the glass of my office and through the window on the outside, I can see a tunnel wash. Wow, and it was built around the same time our offices were. And then Take 5 is building one probably less than a mile from here. So there are, it's not slowing down. There's more car washes popping up all the time.
It's crazy. I remember when I started back in 95, the first car wash. And, you know, I mean, there was like maybe two handfuls of car washes in Orlando, and thought that was, you know, crazy. And now, you know, there's probably three times that many just in Mr. Car Wash, because, of course, Mr. came in and bought up pretty much everybody and then built a few.
Same thing happened in Idaho. There was probably three or four in Boise. And and now, gosh, I can't count. We're still lower than like Utah, like Salt Lake, Provo, Orem in terms of car washes. But it's jumped up there quite a bit.
It's nuts. I mean, I tell people now, you know, car washes, banks, and CVSs on every corner, seems like, you know.
Pretty much.
So let me ask you one last question, I guess. So was part of the deal of getting Levi on was all of the vending machines had to be stocked with Pepsis?
So fun fact, they don't. But the owner of Auto Wash, the CEO, is a equals me in consumption of carbonated beverages in the form of Diet Mountain Dew. Okay. So myself and him go toe-to-toe crushing down some of these sweet, sweet cans of soda, and he's the only one that I think that can keep up with me, and probably surpass me in the amount of soda he drinks. So maybe we've talked about it. I was surprised that when I showed up, there was no Pepsi vending machine for me in general. Right. But we'll see. You never know.
I'm surprised you didn't bring yours from the rag company.
I have a fridge. I have a Pepsi fridge that is coming with me to my office.
Gotcha.
So we'll have that at least.
There you go.
We contacted Pepsi. They didn't believe us that he was going to move, so they wouldn't give us anything.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you for doing this. I know it's still earlier in the day for you guys, so you guys are actually, well, Dylan, you're working. Levi, you got to start packing up, I guess. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys for doing this, dude. It's very interesting to learn, like, what you guys are doing. And like I said, you know, just kind of bridging that gap or kind of bringing the two industries together, you know, and hopefully maybe – you know, this will educate some detailers and, you know, hey, not every wash is bad. You know, I mean, I've always kind of thought that. I mean, yes, there are going to be some locations that you know, you might drive by and you'd be like, oh, man, I can't believe people run a car through there, mm-hmm. you know, and then other ones for the most part are going to do the job, you know, and, you know, again, it's just kind of understanding that customer base. I mean, you know, let's be honest, there's a customer for everybody and everything, right? Or there's an ask for every seat. So mm-hmm. just because for professional detailers, the, you know, Scratch-O-Matic, the wash, what, you know, full service tunnel, whatever you want to call them, might not be, you know, the most ideal thing, but there is a client for that. I mean, you know, and the funny thing that I always kind of think back to is how many detailers I've talked to since getting into this that ask me about my time at the car wash because their kind of big picture, like, goal is to go mm-hmm. go buy a tunnel wash, you know?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they know that the money, what kind of money that's going to generate. And, you know, yeah, they'll sit there and trash it in their detail shop all day long, but their big aspirations are, let me go buy a tunnel wash and let me make some of this big money. So hopefully people listening to this today will get some education from you guys and kind of understand, like, hey, you know, it's not all bad. You know, we can work together and coexist or whatever. So appreciate you guys for doing that
before me. No, happy to do it, man. And I should say, I mean, anybody who's listening to this any point in the future, I mean, this place is going to be a pretty open door, and Levi and I are easy to find. So to his mm-hmm. point, if it being a training center and a meeting place, you want to come check this out and you're, you know, planning a vacation to Denver, you know, carve out an extra hour and swing by a auto wash showroom. Let us show you around. We'll take you to a wash and kind of give you the peek behind the curtain to see that, see what we're doing here and get a feel for it. So,
yeah. How far are you guys from Casa Bonita? I might have to come. I want to go to Casa Bonita.
20-ish, maybe 30 minutes away on the highway. Not bad at all.
I have to see if
the Sopapillas.
I just want to go there because South Park, you know?
Yeah.
Casa Bonita. I don't know anything else about it other than that. I want to see the guys dive off the waterfall. But I heard there's a crazy wait time for it. I heard it's like...
You have to buy tickets in advance. It's
way in advance too, apparently.
Oh, well, let me know when you're coming. We'll figure it out. It'll be details, Sopapillas, cliff divers, very mediocre enchiladas.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like I need to plan a trip for Denver next year.
Yeah. I think it's a direct flight from Orlando.
I'll see if I can somehow swindle Aquatech into paying for it.
There you go. We'll host a training.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do that. All right, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Alex.
And if I don't talk to you guys before, have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that fun stuff. And
same to you.
Hopefully we'll chat soon.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Cool, bro. See ya. Have fun.